Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Friday. That feels like next Wednesday.
Yeah, what's going on?
This week was weird just in general. And then I think us having that day off on Wednesday, which, again, pardon me for bitching about a day off, but yesterday felt like Saturday. I had to work. And then today is Saturday at Odyssey, because evidently everyone but us gets Fridays off.
Yeah. That is a crazy thing that happens.
It's a crazy thing. Like, I get to park right in front.
I have the premier spot today.
Ooh, which one is
that? The closest one to the door that's not a handicap spot.
Ooh, nice. Mm.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's always a nice Friday bonus.
You back in?
Back in.
There you go.
Quick getaway at the end of the day.
You know why it's good that no one's here today, Wheels?
Why?
Because I ripped my pants.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
Yeah, he ripped them good.
Ripped them good.
What'd you do?
It's age. It's not an event.
I get you.
It's the age of the jeans.
Just wear and tear. Wear and tear. Okay.
Yes.
I'm like, you must have been doing the splits or something.
Yeah. So I only have 3 pairs of jeans. And I just got a new pair of jeans that are crazy tight. I'm talking like fly girl crazy.
You got skinny jeans?
They're not supposed to be. but yes. And then I have another pair of jeans that I can't locate. Rachel and I were just talking about how weird it is when you lose large pieces of clothing.
Yeah.
But I have.
Yeah.
It is weird. I bought a black t-shirt to go with my 75 other black t-shirts about 2 months ago. And I've wanted to wear it for the past 2 weeks. I cannot find it anywhere.
Mm.
Where do I go?
Is Lucy selling things on eBay?
I mean, perhaps. I need to take away her internet access, because who knows what kind of chat rooms she's logging
onto. She's got a whole bunch
of
new treats.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do that sometimes because I'm not, I don't care much about laundry. So it's either in the bottom of a basket of clean clothes or I have a closet with shelves and spare stuff gets thrown in there when I'm in a hurry instead of hanging it or putting it somewhere.
For most guys, it's not just clean or dirty. There are various levels.
Oh, there are levels. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To laundry.
There's
Can this be saved by a shot of cologne?
Right, there's the clean basket.
And a little time in the dryer.
That's the stuff that just at some point came out of the laundry and I have not worn it yet.
Yeah.
And then there's the stack that's on my bed that has been worn but lightly and it's fine.
Yeah.
Maybe for around the house, maybe for out of the house, just depends on what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the dirty pile on the floor in the corner.
Yeah. I started using a laundry service and it's the best decision I've made.
Really?
Yeah. It's $30 a week and I just put it in a bag and the next day it comes back all folded. It's nice. Oh,
That's quite nice.
Yeah. Look at that.
But they may have kept one of my pairs of jeans.
Oh, well. So. You know, yeah, because they could literally be lost in the wash.
Yeah. Could be.
Man, one of my goals in life is to live in a home where the laundry is on the first floor.
That's pretty great.
Because, I am lucky. I don't have to go to the laundromat or anything, but my laundry has always been in the basement in every apartment I've lived in. And sometimes it's just a real bummer, especially when you live on the second floor and you're, going up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
And, well, am I gonna see my neighbor when I'm down there?
And also, you
got to
compete, right?
No, I have my own washer and dryer.
That's cool.
Yeah, which is nice. I mean, I own it. And I moved it into this apartment, but it's still a shared basement. So it's it's fine. It's just you would rather it be in the kitchen or something.
Yeah.
I don't want to go today, but I loved going to the laundromat as a kid.
Did you?
Yeah, I'd go with my sister and there's just so many things to play with. And they had little boxes of Biz detergent and, Snickers bars and things. It was pretty cool.
I don't think I've ever been to a laundromat.
Lucky.
I mean, it sucks. For anyone who's not a kid, it's pretty bad.
Oh, even when I had to go as a kid, I was like, this is not fun.
Yeah, I was a different kind of kid.
You're all about the biz.
Mm-hmm.
TJ on the stream says, what's up, DG freaking
DG
S?
DG freaking S.
That,
oh,
should yeah. that should be the new t-shirt. That should be the new t-shirt,
this should be the next live show that we do.
Yeah.
DG freaking S. Which, by the way, we're putting together now. We are putting together our 25th anniversary DGS Live. Not sure where it's going to be. I think it's going to be on the St. Louis side. Last one was at Wildy. And I think we're going to do music. And I think we're going to have maybe some of our stand-up friends join us. And should be a good time. Should be a lot of fun.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Can we do it two nights?
That'd be fun. People keep asking me to do that. People don't understand who I am and who I am not. And when we did the Wildy, the show was at 7.
Yeah.
It was a great show.
It was a lot of fun.
But I got exactly one of those in me.
Yeah,
they wanted me to do a matinee at 2.
Oh, the next day?
The same day.
Oh, we like do two in a row.
We wanted to do two in one night.
That feels harder than two in 2 days.
And it's not even an energy thing. I just can't do the same bits.
I get you.
You know, that I know that's what stand-up people do. They
every time out.
Every time out.
Yep.
They ride a show. They get 30 minutes. They do it for 3 years. I don't know. It's always been tough.
Oh, and by the way, do a 4-hour radio show.
Yes.
That day as well.
Yes. What do you guys think of this story with the senator who went to yell at Secretary Noem and kind of took an ass beating? Here's the thing that bothers me the most, because it seems to me that I didn't know who the guy was. It's not like Ted Cruz where I would know him on sight. And he came in and started yelling at Kristi Noem, who has Secret Service protection, and was kind of playing ugly with her. And they took him down and took him out. And then he said he was a U.S. senator and they let him go. And their statement was, had we had any idea he was a United States senator, none of this would have happened. I think that bothers me more than anything. Like it had been a normie, just an American citizen who wanted to speak to their leaders, then, yeah, we would have given him an ass kick. But if you're a U.S. senator, you are not going to do that. I mean, I'm not Pollyanna. I get why it's different, but that seems to be the trend in United States politics that I dislike the most. Wheels, you talk about this all the time, is the gap between them and us is becoming bigger and bigger.
Yeah, and the difference, see, I would agree if the people in place would not have known who he was. Like, I wouldn't just recognize that guy on site. But I would think that Kristi Noem would.
Yeah.
I would think that security service. But to your point, I do want all of them, either party, to be treated more like we are.
Yeah.
That if you do something, if they do something that would get us in trouble, then they should face the same trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got no issue with that. And, you know, but again, at the same time, they should recognize a U.S. senator and understand that. See, because here's the difference from a security standpoint. If you know that's a U.S. senator, you know he's not a threat. If that's Joe Rando, you don't know if that person's a threat or not.
Right.
So that can be the difference in their recognition of how to handle it. And it should be, because I would expect people in their position to know who a U.S. senator is. But doesn't really make me all that sad, to be honest with you. Mm. I would love to see more people in positions of power get put back into the position where you're not special.
This is what it's like to
you're
be
not
one of
special.
Us.
This is what would happen to me if I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but back to Dave's point, I'm very fixated on, like, so senators get more speech than we do.
Right.
Is what you're saying.
Right.
Like they're allowed more speech.
They
have
more
rights
leeway
than the average citizen.
Yes.
They're
and
better
they should
than
not.
Us.
Yeah. They should not be. None of them. And that includes the president of the United States, regardless of who it is and what party it is and when it is. Mm. They should all we should all look at all of them like public servants and not like our quote unquote leaders. They only have the mandates that we allow them to have. So when they have this kind of sway, this kind of power, it's because we allow it.
So
we accept it.
Why wasn't he allowed to ask a question?
I think because he was being sort of aggressive. And he may not have been aggressive the first time he asked it, but when he didn't get an answer, he became sort of physically like, I'm walking toward you and I'm asking. And I think that's just how they responded.
Was he, I saw the video. I did not see the lead up to the video. Was it in an open question and answer portion of this?
Yeah, it was like a news conference. And there were lots of people there.
So was he interrupting? Like, was he?
I think so.
Like, I got not interrupting in a way that it was his turn to ask a question. It got ignored and he wanted to follow up. But interrupting in that it wasn't time for questions yet. Yeah. I don't know.
Not exactly sure.
Okay.
Don't know.
I mean, even if it wasn't time for questions, I kind of have a huge problem with placing someone in handcuffs for speaking.
Mm.
That's really troubling. And if we do that every time someone speaks when you don't want them to speak, there's going to be a lot of people in handcuffs across this country, which kind of seems like the point these days.
I've always just laughed, and this is before I knew senators and congresspeople and secretaries. This is when, before I was, you know, had any connections like that. When people would say, call your congressman, go waste your time doing something else. Like, you're never going to speak to a congressperson, which is ridiculous. I know it's not the 1930s anymore when the White House was open and you could just go knock on the door and take a tour of the White House. I know it's not that, but there's no way you're going to go to your senator's office or your representative's office and have a meeting with them.
No, that's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
I'm trying to get a hold of someone in local government, someone who works across the street from me. I'm trying to get someone to return my call. Do we really think that's going to happen? And by the way, I'm leading with the fact that I'm with KMOX and they don't get, not saying I deserve, but you would think they'd
the
be like, oh, we should call the press back and at least tell them no instead of just ignoring them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, there's no accountability anywhere.
Yeah. Yep. People online are saying that he identified himself in the first couple of seconds. So
yeah, and again, I would still expect somebody who is in the position that Kristi Noem is to know who the senators are. Maybe not all the people in Congress. That's a lot of people, but you should know who the 100 senators are. You should recognize. Maybe not. Hey, that's Alex Padilla from. You should be able to go, I know that guy. That guy's a senator. Yeah. If you're going to be in that kind of a position, I would think that that would be beneficial to your career to be able to do that.
Yep.
And I would also hope that, you know, everybody around you should have that same info, right? I mean, you're all work on the same team, right? Secret Service, they're all working together as one unit. I would hope that there would be some recognition of who somebody is at the same time. Like, this case to me is really interesting because I think there's two things true at once. I think the treatment of this guy was over the top and they should have been able to go, yep, that's a senator. He's not a threat. At the same time, this is a senator who has all kinds of means of putting out a message and asking questions and calling hearings and doing everything. Is your only way to be heard to interrupt this event? Again, not like you and me. You and me, we can't call a hearing. We can't send out a request to talk to someone, to meet with someone of Kristi Noem's position in the government. Senators can. So I'm a little torn because I don't think he should have been treated that way, and I don't think a regular person who wants to be heard should be treated that way. But at the same time, there are other paths to do this. I mean, he can get in front of any camera he wants anytime he wants to push forward on an issue.
Yeah, I guess that it just doesn't matter to me. He shouldn't be in handcuffs for what he did.
Yeah.
He wasn't brandishing a weapon. He wasn't charging Kristi Noem. He was talking. And then they dragged him into a hallway, forced him to his knees, and handcuffed him. And then went, oh, we messed up here. This guy's a senator.
Yeah.
Like, that is deeply, deeply troubling. Kind of no matter the circumstances.
Mm-hmm. I do think it underlines another big thing that that has been happening for a while, like years. But this tendency, actually, it's not tendency. It's intentional. This intentional ignoring of legitimate questions and just and not answering them.
Well,
if you're in a position,
many times,
you have to answer the question.
That you should, like, if you were in that position, and I believe this because I know you, that you would answer any question anytime.
Yes,
just shoot.
Yeah, because if I can't handle it, then I don't belong there.
I think,
if I'm there, I believe I can handle it.
As not a fan of Trump as I am, I think the worst thing he's done are his appointments. I think they're a total joke. I think the FBI is in shambles. And even MAGA is pushing back against Patel and Bongino. Did you see the Bongino video he did about how sad he is to not see
his
wife?
Is.
Sometimes he doesn't get home till 7 p.m.
Oh.
Sometimes he's at work by 7 a.m. You know what that's called? A job.
It's called a job. And if you want to be an important person, you have to do important person job things.
Yes. For me. We'll be right back.
I'm writing this to you in reverse.
Any thoughts on Iran? Here's my only thought. I'm not the one who has to fight. And I'm not the one who has the Iron Dome protecting them from missiles. So it's easy for me to say. But Iran has always struck me as a paper tiger. Sort of like a guy in a bar who's talking about how he's going to kick your ass. The more he talks, the less likely it is he's going to throw a punch. Iran always seems to be, we're going to F you up and we're going to this and we're going to that. And then they do something just sort of like, okay. Like, I just don't think that they can hang in a war against Israel. I certainly don't think they can hang in a war against us if that's what it came to. I don't know that they have the juice that anyone's going to really be on their side. So, I don't know. That's my only two cents.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Friday to everybody, 1:34. So as Michael Calhoun announced a few minutes ago, Iran has struck back at Israel after they were struck yesterday, primarily in a military way and their nuclear sites. But now the quote is all of Israel is under fire by the IDF. That's their quote. And as screwed up as it is, if you want to watch it, you can watch it on CNN. Like, we're just watching it as we speak. And I've seen a couple of explosions on the ground. So it's going on right now. We'll see what happens. And of course, if anything of note happens, we will cut to Michael Calhoun or CBS News and we will let you know. But in the meantime, let's do the Glover Show. Why don't we do Craigslist Price is Right?
Sure. Let's start with the listing right here in St. Louis City. We have 21 vintage uncut blank Ford keys from the 50s and 60s.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
They can deliver or meet you. How much are you paying for 21 uncut blank keys?
That is exactly the kind of thing I would buy and would live in my drawer for the next 20 years. In fact, I'm sort of semi-obsessed with drum finishes, and I bought a salesman, Ludwig salesman's old things, like on a keychain with the squares of, like, here's, you know, blue marine pearl, and here's this, and here's that, and I paid $30, $40 for it, got it in, looked at each one of them, threw it in a drawer, haven't looked at them since. Kind of the story of my life.
Mm.
$20.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say that. That's perfect.
$5.
I mean, well, I guess it's got to be more than that if they're willing to drive to you.
So I just want to meet you.
I'll go 30.
25.
Wheels got it right on the nose. $30 for these 21 uncut blank Ford keys. Now we have a bunny and a bunny cage. Hmm. He's a black male bunny. He is very sweet and loves to be held, very healthy, but the owner is barely home to take care of him. He comes with a cage, water, the feeder. His name is, and Timothy Hay. I guess that's a brand of hay.
Yes, it's kind of hay, yeah.
And a big bag of food and bedding. If any more questions, please let me know. We can work something out. Located in the St. James and Rolla area.
It's a pretty good name for a bunny, Timothy Hay.
I was going to say, were you going to say his name is Timothy Hay?
Yeah, like, apparently they've buried the
that's
lead,
the
but his name is Timothy.
That's the line the crates with. And
that
the,
is an adorable name for a bunny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Timothy Hay.
How much are you paying for Mr. Timothy and his bunny cage, of course?
$75.
$50.
I'm going to pay $35 for Mr. Hay.
Wheels gets another one, $100.
Mm. Oh, come on.
For young Tim the bunny.
Not buying your bunny for $100.
Well, but it's all the stuff.
Yeah, with all the accoutrement.
I mean, the bunny's probably almost free when you consider all that stuff.
Yeah. I don't think bunnies are much.
The next listing is out of St. Louis. Star Wars.
Oh.
The whole thing?
It just says Star Wars.
The whole war?
It's actually an Avon gift collection.
Oh.
The box was open to view pics, but the 10 cards are sealed.
Cards?
Trading cards.
It looked like a collector's set that you could order from Avon quite some time ago.
I was going to say, that's probably a 80s thing.
But they're claiming it's in mint condition, other than the fact that the box was opened.
I think they're going to be proud of this one. I'm going to say 50.
Yeah, I'm going to say 100.
20. I think Dave garbage.
Dave gets it right on target. $50 for Star Wars. The next listing is Brady Bunch / Beverly Hillbillies. I'm just going to read you the listing. It just says, like new, Brady Bunch, Beverly Hillbillies. No bent pages, no writing on pages. I was able to decipher from looking at the photos. We're looking at some cookbooks here, folks. Some Brady Bunch and Beverly Hillbillies cookbooks.
Like from the show?
From the show.
Now we're talking.
It's a pretty good idea.
It's like Alice's coleslaw.
Exactly. Yeah.
Pork chops and applesauce.
It's got to be in there, doesn't it? You can have like Granny's Vittles.
What was Jan's boyfriend's name? Was it George Plate?
No.
Glass.
Yeah, George Glass.
George Glass.
I'm going to go $20.
Okay.
$10.
Mm-hmm.
30.
Dave gets it right on the money. Again, $30. We have a tie between Dave and Wheels currently. The next listing is out of Kirkwood. New Thai Beanie Baby Bears. New. Still in the package. This person is claiming they're from 1977, which is impossible.
I didn't think Beanie Babies were more like a 90s thing, right?
Yes. They are definitely not from the 70s. I think this person from Kirkwood is a little mistaken.
Mm.
But how much do you think they want for these four bears?
$100.
So they're just Beanie Babies.
They're Beanie Babies. Beanie Baby Bears. Still in the package.
I like that when you say that all together. Beanie Baby Bears.
Beanie Baby Bears. Well, they're delusional, right? So what did you say?
I said 100.
Oh, that's good. 75.
Andrew?
$6.
$150. Yeah.
All right. I took a big swing that they weren't actually as delusional as they sounded, and I was wrong.
Babies come out. 1993 is when the Beanie Babies first came out. But sure, they're from the 70s.
Okay, I'm just going to read this listing as is. Statuary. Baby rhino life size. Like new condition. Makes everyone smile, all caps. Very rare, one-of-a-kind sculpted baby rhinoceros signed by its artist. Can be displayed outdoor or indoor. It doesn't matter. Weighs approximately 80 pounds.
I want it.
Can you see it?
Can see it. He's a little cutie.
Okay.
So this is the size of a baby rhino. So like a huge dog.
You're really taken by this.
Yeah. Can put that on my front lawn.
And I will say they're firm on their price. They made sure to point out they're firm on the price.
$300.
You want to go, Dave?
No, I'm going to let you go.
$400?
Yep. $150.
$600. Oh, wow. Andrew is finally
on the board. I think it's worth it, man.
Yo.
Give me that ad.
A large vintage plush Lil Scott Clydesdale in like new condition from the Dutzau General Store that goes by DGS. Your weekend thrift shop at 11705 Bluff Road, Dutzau, Missouri.
We're going to have to take them down hard.
Yeah. What if they've been around longer?
Good news is I'm buying your Clydesdale. Bad news is soon.
Bad news is we are burying.
So it's like
you.
A big stuffed animal?
Big stuffed animal. Big stuffed Clydesdale.
How big exactly does it specify?
No, sorry.
Just big?
Just a big, big little guy.
40.
Big little guy.
$40.
25.
70.
Wheels gets another one. $35.
Sweet.
For Lil Scott.
He's pulling ahead.
I want the rhino, though.
This one's for Dave Glover.
Yeah.
An Instant Pot, but the Pioneer Woman model.
Oh.
In excellent condition. This is the 6-quart size model of the special Pioneer Woman edition of the Instant Pot. This versatile unit can cook your food in so many ways and fast. Cook an entire chicken in 30 minutes or make rice even quicker. Also can make soup, stews, and other meals in a very short time.
Is it new?
It's in excellent condition. I cannot confirm that it is new.
That means it's not new.
Right.
That means you're cooking in someone else's pot.
You'd be bragging about the fact that it's new.
Yeah, well, I mean, so I'm sure they cleaned it.
Really? I'm the one making this point.
Well, I mean, you can.
I'm the dirtiest guy in here.
Yeah.
My pants are wide open right now.
That's a fair point. Is it breezy?
A little temperature control going on.
It's like I opened the windows.
Amy would be very uncomfortable. 50.
All right.
This is a $60 holla.
30.
Dave gets this one. $45. Let's throw back to Michael Calhoun here for a second.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday. You know, one of the things I'm fascinated about in life is how big it is and how many places there are to go and so many things to do and see and how few of those I'm going to do. And I was watching TikTok today, and you know what a wingsuit is?
Yeah.
And these guys are flying wingsuits, and they're 10 feet from the cliffs, and they're going through the clouds, and I'm like, there's not a chance in hell.
Just looks so fun.
I ever do that.
I would want to do that before I went skydiving. That just looks more fun to me. Like, you're more like racing and in control and not just falling.
I'd want to do it if I was going to die during it.
Yeah, like the wingsuit would be more fun.
Yeah, like if they said, hey, you're not coming out of this.
Either way.
Okay, well, let me have some fun. Let me control where I hit. That went dark, didn't it?
Like, I planned on landing.
Suddenly it's suicidal. I'm just like, it's my last moment on Earth.
So don't the wingsuit dudes, don't they have parachutes too?
I would hope so.
Right? Like, I don't know if they are, like, how do you slow down to land without one?
Yeah.
You'd be hauling ass.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, just think about how much more you've done in your life than, like, a medieval peasant or something. Like,
true.
They would think that you were a super, especially because you've done a lot of things just being Dave Glover, too.
Yes.
You've had a lot of opportunities that other people haven't necessarily had.
This is true.
So,
something
to keep in mind.
So there's no need for me to be in a wingsuit.
Don't feel bad that
I filled
you haven't
my bucket.
Done the wingsuit
It does
thing.
Still look, that looks fun.
A peasant would think I was an alien.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I actually have a topic, if we maybe want to do this later. I saw this on Reddit and thought it was really funny. It was like, what do we do all the time now that would terrify a person from the Middle Ages?
Everything.
Everything. Every part of life.
Driving a car.
Yeah, every part of life except maybe like walking down the road.
Botox.
Taking pictures with a phone.
Botox.
Having a phone.
Going to make myself de-age. They're like, well, he's a god.
God, I mean, like, everything would have to be, like, terrifying, right?
Yeah.
Think about, like, the fastest thing you knew at the time was the speed on your horse.
Oh, yeah.
And you just have, like, cars and motorcycles flying around, bicycles.
I know that when I did my ride-along in an Indy car, and I had been in other race cars, and we took that first turn going, I don't know how fast, but my brain just said no.
Yeah, we're not going to make it.
I knew what was going on. I could see the other cars. They've all made it. My brain just goes, well, this is it.
Yep, we're not making it.
Let's just have a near-death experience.
I mean, helicopters, flying in planes, wingsuits.
If we went back to the Middle Ages, we would be seen as gods, but we would also be completely helpless. Like, if we went back there, they'd be like, this is incredible. You can de-age. You are as a god. God, can you help us please milk our cattle? And it's like, ooh, can't help you.
Why would you need that if you're the only person around that has a gun?
Can't help you.
What are you using your gun for? When people are wanting you to
you
milk
be
the cattle.
Like, you could be the... No, I'm just saying. Like, you could be...
I'm pulling a gun on somebody because they asked you for help.
No, you could be the biggest badass around. They'd be like, sir, we will get you anything you want.
So you're going to go back just to be a jerk?
No, to help people. Like,
you're going to come back to rob people?
I'm going to be the king's guard.
I'm so glad I traveled back in time so that I could rob peasants of their disgusting milk.
I'm going to be the first knight, and I'm going to have a really cool sword, but I'm also going to have that little side piece in there, and as soon as somebody comes up, like, bye. And then everybody's going to think I'm a wizard. So now I'm a wizard.
I thought I was dark, talking about a suicidal parachute jump.
I want to be the king's right-hand man.
Why wouldn't you just be the king?
Why wouldn't you just be the king if you could just shoot him in the head?
I don't want to be the king.
Time traveler.
I don't want to be the king.
Just execute the king.
I don't want to be the king. Heavy weighs the crown of the king. I just want to be the badass next to him that nobody will mess with, and then be the wizard because you can shoot fire from your hand.
Okay. All right.
He's thought about this before.
I think we learned a lot about each other.
If you could bring back a taser, you could even be like, I have lightning. Blah.
I don't want to go back with Wheeler.
I don't either.
Why? You'd be a boss.
But you'd be my boss, and you're frightening me.
Yeah, the first thing you did was threaten that you had a gun.
No,
yeah,
no, no, no.
Because someone wants you to milk a cow.
It's not the first move. It's just how you work your way into the comfortable life. And you're invaluable. They can't mess with you. You're, like, untouchable. You're the boss.
This is incredible.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.